a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Cameron.
See, I... Yes, Tom.
I have sent you through something that was forwarded to us yesterday.
See, when you two whisper away, I should be more onto
no,
this.
No. Because we're honest with each other.
Mm. This is, this file this one under, as I said, into the song, a little surprise for the team.
Can I open the messages?
No, not yet.
No. Is there anything you want to tell us?
Oh, I've got so many things I want to tell both of you.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Anything you feel, well, obviously you don't feel compelled to tell us anything in particular. Do you remember when you stepped away from your All-Australian selectors role?
Yes.
And you didn't mention it to us?
Mm. No.
I remember when you were...
Because I forgot about it.
Well, remember when you were going to present the Premiership winning cup to Geelong, should they win, and they did? And you didn't tell us about it?
Not on air anyway.
Yeah.
Again, that one had a bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
And then so back to the other week when we found out that you'd stepped away from the All-Australian selection squad.
Yeah, Tommy gave me the boss man message. He's like, is there anything else we need to know that would be good to break news?
Yeah. Or is there anything else that you want to tell us about anything that's going on in your life?
What about the Cameron Ling Academy? Didn't hear about that. That was a secret.
Well, I think we did actually hear about that.
No, we didn't, Tom.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't hear about that.
Okay, you two have got my mind racing. I am certain there is nothing else.
Really?
What are you doing the weekend after Easter?
The weekend after Easter?
Amazing. It just occurred to me, what if he doesn't know about this?
Oh, my God, what if you don't know about this? You told us that you were going interstate only twice this year. One of them
is this weekend.
Yeah, and the other one is to Adelaide.
Oh, really?
Did you say that? Because I don't think you said that.
Yes. See, you two just don't listen.
Hang on. If you did say it, you said, I'm going for work, but you did not elaborate on what work involves. Sassy little weekender.
Yeah. Gather round experience.
Can 2024 I open
this? Geelong Cats Corporate Hospitality. You're invited to join the Geelong Cats for an exclusive gather round experience in South Australia. Let's read on together.
There's highlights, Tom. There's so many highlights on this trip.
Yeah.
Join Geelong Cats officials on return chartered flights. Weekend hosted by Geelong Cats Premiership Captain Cameron Ling.
Yes. So therefore I am working. On that weekend.
How did that not come up in conversation? Yeah. How did you not go, oh, yeah, gather round? Because we've mentioned gather round on air and off in the last couple of weeks, particularly off air, and you didn't think to say, hey, guys, if you're interested, 2 nights at deluxe accommodation in a 5-star hotel in Adelaide CBD, complimentary breakfast, airport match day activity transfers, exclusive lunch, exclusive distillery tour, game day in a sanctum experience.
Amazing.
Premium hospitality at the Saturday doubleheader at Adelaide Oval, including Geelong versus Western Bulldogs.
And how much would that normally set you back there, do you think?
Standard hanging out with Lingy cost.
$4,000.
$4,000 per person, or if you would like to bring the miso, $7,000 for two.
Per couple.
Now, how much of that are you getting?
No, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
I didn't think you needed details about my work weekends.
You're hosting a weekender.
Yeah. I'm also working on games, commentating football games, which is my other employment.
No.
So I did say I was going to Adelaide. It goes to show that when you two ask me, oh, what are you up to, you know, what's going on, and I answer, neither of you listen.
We knew you were going to Adelaide. Mm. You were hosting a very sassy weekender.
A sassy.
I would say you're going away for a dirty weekend.
Dirty weekender.
Dirty weekend.
2-night stay, complimentary breakfast, hello, winery tours, distillery, Penfolds. Hanging out with Cameron Ling.
Yeah. Isn't Penfolds where Grange is?
That's where the Grange comes from.
Why didn't you invite us?
Can I pick you up a bottle or two?
I would love you to do that. Yeah. At your expense. That would be wonderful. And we'll crack it on a Tuesday night, classic Ling star.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello, happy Thursday, everybody.
Thank you, Beck. Great to see you.
Oh, you're so kind, Lingy.
Have you got a theme for us this time?
I have. Today's National Harmony Day. So I looked at things about friendship and relying on each other and just being there for each other.
Yes, amazing. Right. I thought it was harmony like...
I don't have any.
Okay. Do you see how I tried to do the Lingy bit there as well? I changed my harmony.
I thought I'd leave you two, who both have wonderful, lovely voices.
Thank you.
And I'm just looking, K-Rock, because the colour for Harmony Day is orange. A lot of orange in the studio this morning.
Beautiful. Mm.
Anyway, unrelated topic.
That's okay, as we're about to go into a competitive game where there will be zero harmony amongst the three.
Touché. What you're going to do is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Accidentally did that for Guess the Year on Tuesday, but that's all right.
Did.
It's all good, and it's a good start to the day.
Okay, here we go. Harmony round.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. There's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know
Loggy.
That water?
Oh, nah, I went too early.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, can I even have a go?
No, because I thought it was Hey Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Not
no,
quite.
I did.
Anyway,
train.
Know that water is sweet, but blood is thicker. If the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in the world I wouldn't do.
Yep.
Hey, brother, do you still believe Tom. In...
Tom. It's Avicii, Hey, Brother?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Of course, I couldn't say the first line because it's basically the song.
Hey, brother.
See, he did it before Beyonce did it. Cowboy.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? Sure. That was that sort of a period sort of 10 years ago where it was all the rage. Great. Okay, well, that's 1 point to me. I'll take that. Thanks, team. Okay, question number two. Lyrical headlines. It's the harmony round, so let's keep it lovely. Yeah.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the seas, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you.
Aww.
We'll find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like
Lee.
1, 2.
Oh.
You
can count on me. Count on me by...
I know.
Bruno Mars.
Oh,
I'll take it because you did actually sing the lyrics, the song title. You Can
to.
Count on Me.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3.
It's harmony round, Tom. Do not bite.
Do not yell. I'm not saying nothing.
Thank you for making it harmonious for me, Beck.
That's okay. I'm sure I'll get a talking to afterwards.
It's all right. It'll be an email.
1 point, Tom. 1 point, Lingy. I'm here.
Yeah.
For question three.
Okay, here we go. Question number three, harmony round of lyrical headline.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said.
Tom.
Oh, I reckon it could have been Tom.
Okay, so it is You Got a Friend in Me. From the soundtrack of Toy Story 2.
Who sings it?
Oh, God. I don't actually know. He is a guy who is a guy. And they parried...
Hey, give it to him.
They parried...
I was going, did actually have it from Toy Story.
Okay.
Do you know
who it is?
Yeah, of course I do. It's
Robert Taylor. Did you just happen to say Randy Newman?
Randy Newman, that's it. I was going to say they parodied him in Family Guy as well.
Oh,
right foot. I can tell you everything about him, just
woman
not his name.
Woman coming over. She takes a bite.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
She takes another
Are we paying that? Are we paying that?
Look, I did have Toy Story written there because it's a well-known song from a movie.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'll take the winner's sound effect. Thank you.
Oh, well done, Tommy.
And a big harmonious smile on his
eyes. Tommy's all happy again now.
Thanks, guys. I love you all this week. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Seems like we might need to do one of these.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
and give us a ring.
But don't call us.
No,
it's just for the song.
Yeah, we don't need your help. It just rhymes.
All right. So if you have trouble bending, stretching, putting on socks as you get older, or if you were injured, right? I don't know what happens. Is one day you get up and you're like, oh, I've got to actually sit down to put socks and shoes on now. I can't just bend over anymore. Stop it, Tom. Anyway, and so I've seen this hack that you can use a towel to put a sock on.
Oh, tell
me. Yes. So you get a towel and you sort of have to roll it in on itself. Like, so you fold it just at lengthways, right? So you kind of like fold it in half and then you kind of roll it in on itself. And then you put the sock at the end of it and you put the toe, you put the sock all the way up the towel as far as it can go. So the end of the sock is at the
I
end
see.
Of the towel.
Yeah.
And then you put your foot in the hole that you've created where as you've curved the towel in on itself, you put your whole leg in there and you pull the towel towards you and the sock goes on your foot.
It's like an extra long towel made shoehorn for your sock.
Yeah.
Does it actually work?
Okay, well, I haven't tried it.
Okay.
But the chick on the video looked very...
And it worked on
like
the video.
Convincing. Yeah. Yeah.
I could use this.
Yeah, I know.
Because I have to roll on my back at the moment and kind of hook one on my big toe and just anything like that just to get it started.
Of course you do. It's called foreplay.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Maths is getting to the pointy end of the show, deciding who will end up to stay married, want to be married in real life. Tori and Jack are still surviving, even though a lot of people are like, Tori, please, no, don't move up to the Gold Coast. Don't do it, girl. Stay in Melbourne. We've got her on the phone right now. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
Mate. We need you to stay in Melbourne,
yeah,
girl.
Please.
Like that's I know a lot of people are saying it, and obviously it was kind of upsetting you last night, but for those that don't know, Jack is your partner and you have really backed him the whole time. But everyone else around you is telling you, open your eyes and all that type of stuff. And obviously that seems to hurt you.
It doesn't hurt me, it annoys me. I think from like week two I've said, just let me be. Like, I know what I'm doing, I know what I want. So just focus on your own yard. So I think it doesn't upset me at all. It frustrates me that they're so invested in us and so there's so little investment into their own marriage.
What we saw last night is something that you don't want, and that is to be friends with anybody in the cast post-filming. And you sort of made that very clear around the table. Bravo. I feel that in my bones.
Thank you. And I stand by that. Stand by that today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
Great.
Lauren was a bit upset, though, because you two were sort of besties
from the
start. Oh, she wasn't. Do you reckon it was just BS?
Correct. I feel like Lauren uses me to get to Jack. So Lauren's, I guess, fallback and justification of being so horrible is out of protection of me. And it just, I mean, I think most people can see right through it at this point.
Okay, I like this. Mm. Tori, I've got a... I don't know how to word this. I've got to word this delicately. There has been a rather large focus on yours and Jack's intimacy. Can I put it that way?
Yes.
And there is a quote attributed to Jack post-intimacy. I hope I'm being delicate about this.
So far, so good.
Yeah, good. He said, we were intimate. It worked. She liked it. The man's always the star of the show, let's be honest. Tori, come on.
I think if I call back to that conversation, we were having a bit of fun. But of course, our fun is never received very well, which is fine.
What did you mean with the emoji? Because after you guys, were intimate, he sent an emoji to one of the boys that had, you know, the kind of cloud emoji on it. And everyone's like, what does that even mean? What did it mean?
So, you know, like the emoji, I feel like there was a much better emoji to explain what he did. But it was like the, like, damn, you know, like when you kind of like exhale rapidly.
Oh,
there's literally a face that is going, like he could have used that one. Yeah, right, okay. All right, that makes more sense. So just quickly as well, before we let you go, we don't want to take up too much of your time, but his friends slash clients slash friends, dreadful, and were telling you that they don't like people from Melbourne because your coffee order is your whole personality. Were they really like that, or was that sort of an editing sort of?
So Jasmine, the girl with the brunette hair, is like quite lovely.
She didn't say anything.
Well, correct. Yeah. She didn't get a chance to. Yeah. But the other one, probably one of the most vile humans I've ever met. And I think I'd be embarrassed if I was her watching that back. It was a disgusting display of herself. She's a mother. Mm. So the things that were coming out of her mouth as a mother, woeful.
It was almost like when she said that you're one of the boys and you have lots of boy friends, right, that you hang out with, she's like, I find girls that say that they've just slept with them all. And it's like, what are you talking about, woman?
And
like,
she's she's sitting there supporting her male friends. Mm. So
yeah, what is that to you?
Yeah.
They're either you're wrong or we're both cramps. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, which one is it?
And she just kind of seemed like she was a bit jealous of you, to be honest, that she wanted a bit of Jack for herself. That's kind of the vibe I was getting.
A bit. I think she wanted the whole thing.
Yeah. And she said to Tori, you've been single for a long time. Jack has a six-pack, so...
Oh, my God.
So what?
I don't know. I also have to have a look at her husband. Maybe she's really, really jealous.
Yeah.
Tori.
I think people just care about you, Tori, and that's why we look at Jack, and
they
be honest...
They care too much, don't they?
What's that?
I said they care a little too much.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fair too. Well, people are invested in Married at First Sight, and we can't wait to see it back on our telly Sunday night at 7 p.m. only on Channel 9. Tori, thanks for your time, and we can't wait to see what happens next.
Thank you.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Log, I don't know if you find that you do a lot of things with your family and go out for, you know, brekkies and lunches and things like that. The sometimes drastic lengths people go to make sure that it's their shout for a particular thing, or they're going to take care of this one.
Yeah, yeah. We have some fights as Macedonians at the register.
Yes.
That has been done before.
So about sort of roughly every 3 weeks or so, me and my sister, my little sister, we go out with mum and dad for like either brekkie or lunch or brunch.
That's
or
so cute. So,
yeah, I know. Already told me that. I've heard this story off air, and when you told me, I was like, oh, that's so Cameron.
I love that.
So, yesterday went to Paco Pantry in Pakenham Street, which was really nice. Caught up with mum and dad and my sister. So every time we go, we change, we go to different places. Me and my sister take it in turns shouting mum and dad.
Yeah.
Brekkie or lunch.
Cute.
It's the least we could do considering how much we owe them for all the years they've had to put up with our complete and utter nonsense. But we love to do it. But mum and dad get real kind of... half grouchy, half joking, like, no, it's our turn. Yeah. We're going to shout. And, like, my sister will come back and go, oh, sorry, whoops, I paid for it again.
Yeah,
or I'll joke and go, oh, no, they gave it to us for free. It was so amazing. Like, so
I always say that. I got the good-looking discount. Yeah. Laughs.
What about the surcharge?
So mum and dad are always like, no, it's ours. So yesterday... as I said, in Paco, we were there. We get to the end of the brekkie brunch and go to the register, and me and my sister quickly sort of race up there. It was my turn to do it. And I'm like, all right, I'll pay for it all. And the person behind the counter said, it's $20.80. I'm like,
what?
No, we each had a meal, so four breakfasts and four coffees. And no, I'll pay for it all together. And you're like, oh, yeah, $20.80. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I turn around and mum is standing there with like the full Cheshire cat grin on her face.
Yeah.
She had got there 20 minutes early.
What?
to go up and gave the cashier let's say it was like $100. Yeah, just saying, now, here's this. Yeah. If it's less, you know, give us change at the end. If it's more, we'll fix up at the end. Yeah. But here's this because I have to do it because my son and my daughter are going to pay for it and I've got to get in early to take care of this. So she thought she was the smartest, most brilliant person on earth.
Yeah,
I've done it. I've finally beaten you.
Yeah.
And, of course, I turned around and said, well, what about the other $20?
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.